Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm so happy to have with us our good friends from Taylor Hearing Center, Dr. Matthew Taylor and Kelly Ray Cooper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy December.
Happy December.
Can you believe it?
No.
It should only be like August.
I haven't even, like, the people who say, oh, I finished my shopping, I'm like, I don't even have a list together
right?
I've been begging my kids for a list.
Yeah, I'm going to hit up some of the remotes coming up and just, you know, cross my fingers. I can mark everything off my list. I think that's the only
way
to do it, right?
That's the way to do it.
Busy time of year for you guys, of course, the end of the year. Everybody's always kind of looking at end of the year deductibles and health insurance and planning. And of course, you know, you've got your Medicare. All that stuff comes into play as we start talking about the end of the year. And Kelly Ray, you've put together some good information for us today.
I am. I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, right now, insurance is insane. It's crazy because never before has the insurance market ever opened up. Open enrollment began November 1st, goes all the way through the middle of January. And so insurance companies are really competing. They're battling. They're trying to decide what needs to be covered and the different premiums and et cetera. And what they will and won't cover.
I thought open enrollment was over middle of December. There are some differences.
Okay. Like, I believe Medicare and supplementals are the middle of December, but all other open enrollments that normally only have an open window of 30 days are going ahead and moving all the way into the new year. So it's really created some interesting things in insurances. Some good things.
Do you get people during this time of year? Do you get folks who, especially the Medicare, who are thinking about doing this and this and this? Can they call you and say, here's what I'm thinking about doing?
Absolutely. And what's considered in and out of network? Of course, hearing aids typically aren't covered through Medicare. Medicaid doesn't cover them either. Most supplemental policies or Medicare replacement plans do not pay. They follow Medicare guidelines. So that means if Medicare will not pay, the supplemental program won't pay either. There are some exceptions. If your supplemental policy was through an employer that covered hearing aid benefits, typically that benefit stands. So there's a lot of questions and how to maneuver those kind of things, especially towards the end of the year, like you mentioned. And I want to discuss the difference between hearing aid benefits that your insurance company offers you, or what the difference is between a discount program that your insurance company has signed up with a third-party vendor, as we like to call them. An actual hearing aid benefit is something that you don't have to pay out of pocket. Like Federal Blue Cross Blue Shield, they have a $2,500 hearing aid benefit every 3 calendar years. That means if you bought in December of 2015, you are eligible January 2018. You do not have to wait the full 36-month window like most other insurances. And so a benefit is something that you don't have to pay out of your pocket. That $2,500 is yours to spend. You can spend it on one ear or you can spend it on both.
Can you get one ear 1 year and the second ear the second year?
That's hard to say. You have to wait. Since it's a maximum benefit of $2,500, you have to wait the 3 calendar years.
Okay.
And we used to have a lot of people that did that. There was a Blue Cross Blue Shield up in Michigan that did $1,500, but they would only do 1 ear at a time. Mm-hmm. So patients would come in and buy their left ear, and then 3 years later come in and buy their right ear. So they have since upgraded a lot of that, and there are some monaural one hearing aid benefits versus binaural both.
Okay.
So those are interesting things. And insurance companies that offer you a discount program, that means that they don't want to offer a benefit that you don't pay out of your pocket. They want to say, hi, I'm going to sign you up with True Hearing or Amplifon or Hear in America, and we're going to send all of our members through you through your discount program. And the way those discount programs work is very different. They sign up a whole bunch of providers that are willing participants to do the service that they're requiring, in our case, for audiology. And as they do those third-party services, we get paid a nominal dispensing fee, but you have to follow their guidelines. So let's say you've been coming to Taylor Hearing Centers your entire hearing aid career, and you have purchased through us, and you know that your services are covered. You don't have to pay an office visit. We aren't going to bill your insurance for an office visit. We're going to take care of you for the life of the hearing aid.
You help me even change my batteries if I need.
We're going to help you change your batteries. We're going to clean your hearing aids. We're going to do, you know, yearly retests. We're gonna take care of you. And these programs, since they just pay us a dispensing fee, they have guidelines. Some of them, you're allowed 3 appointments before the charges begin. And as those charges begin, it can be up to as much as $65 an office visit. It can be up to $160 to program your hearing aids, which we do often. And so you have to be really leery of those hidden fees and all of that fine print in those discount programs. And just because it's confusing, because you say, well, my insurance company says I have to go through them. No, you don't. That is not a benefit. You are going to have to pay the entire fee out of your pocket and pay it to the discount program. So we have to follow those guidelines. And once you call and lock in with them, there's no way to back out, because they have paid for you to come on board with them.
And they're still paying for the hearing aids,
and they're still paying for the hearing aids.
You still have a charge for the hearing aids, plus then the fees after your couple visits or whatever the time span is over.
And so, you know, the thing to really keep in mind is don't be fooled by this discount program saying, ooh, that sticker price looks really good. Because there's all of these fees that are going to roll down in even a year's worth of time that you aren't going to be able to get out of.
If it sounds too good to be true,
it usually is. And I would just like to say, most of the time, I would say 90% of the time, Taylor Hearing Centers now, we beat those discount prices. We are beating those prices. And then you don't have any of those underlying hidden fees.
Well, oftentimes, I mean, when, like you were saying, Kelly Ray, that if it says, oh, I thought my insurance company said I had to go with this program. Well, first of all, it's hard enough contacting your insurance company to get someone who's familiar enough with the program.
Yes.
I mean, they can call you guys directly.
They can stop in
and talk to you and say, here's my plan. Here's my premium. Here's my paperwork. Tell me what I qualify for.
I've been doing it for almost 10 years. Most of the time, I can at a glance look at your card and tell you. But if not, I'm going to take a copy of your card and I'm going to call you. And I'm going to let you know.
You must have some horror stories of people who, I mean, you guys can't say it, but I mean, it's a con. I mean, there are cons going on in this world.
Yes.
Again, you're not saying
insurance
that.
Insurance is probably one of the best artists in that realm, I would have to say. And it's just because, you know, you're paying this benefit, and you've been paying and you've been paying and you've been paying. And then when they shift you over to one of these discount programs or extra things, it's a little tough to maneuver that, especially when you're confused already. And let's face it, when they send you those packets and all that information in the mail, you are on information overload. And so come in, call me. The worst I'm going to tell you is no. That's the worst I'm going to tell you. That's the worst your insurance company is going to tell me, is that no, we don't cover that. So those are things to be aware of. And then I want to touch base real quick. Veterans, we want to take care of you. We want to take care of you for all of your needs. We thank you for your service. We are so grateful for all that you have done for our country and for us. And I feel like we fit the bill for that. However, the VA doesn't quite work like that. They have very specific guidelines. They have very specific parameters on how to get those VA-approved hearing aids. And sadly, they don't have a fee schedule to outsource to audiologists. So we may charge you a fee to fit you once you're approved with those hearing aids, but usually that includes some follow-up care. And it'll save you a trip to Little Rock or to Branson or to wherever else. And believe me, that fee is probably worth its weight in gold to see somebody locally. And we want to take care of you, but we have to follow what the VA says. So call me if you have questions.
Military service is very near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely, it is.
So let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Kelly Ray Cooper and Dr. Matt Taylor of Taylor Hearing Centers, located here in Mountain Home, 424-4600, of course, 424-4600. Check them out at taylorhearingcenters.com. You can log on to the website and find all the locations throughout Arkansas, Tennessee, and the great beyond. If you're
true story.
If you're traveling over the holidays the next few weeks and you find yourself in need of some hearing aid work, you can stop in at any of these locations and you can be assisted. It's like Kelly Ray said earlier, it's part of what they do. It comes right. with mm-hmm. the service. It doesn't matter if you're in Mountain Home or somewhere else. It's just part of it. So give them a call. If you have any questions or curious about locations, again, that's 424-4600. Or better yet, you can just drive on by. There in Mountain Home, come on by.
Well, and I'd like to add, too, it's not just if you purchased from us. Stop by. Even if you don't have our hearing aids, we'll see what we can do to help you.
There you go. And there's usually freshly baked cookies in the
freshly
back.
Freshly baked cookies every day.
The cookies are okay. We're still trying
every
them out.
Every day.
They're great.
And the coffee's perfect.
Subtle reminder, too, on Christmas Day here on the station of KTLO FM 97.9, we have 24 hours of Christmas proudly brought to you by Taylor Hearing Centers. You guys have been doing this forever.
A while.
I mean, truly forever. I think we need to talk to Bob. We started at midnight. Tim, we need to talk to Bob. I mean, we need to start this about 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve because that's when, you know, everything starts, you know.
All the festivities.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I am still trying to open gifts on Christmas Eve. I don't know what
you
guys are
waiting. I'm still trying to wrap. Who are you kidding?
We'll talk to Bob, see if we can start that a little bit earlier so when we're all sitting around on Christmas Eve, we can hear that Christmas music. We appreciate that, and our listeners love it.
It's our
so
pleasure.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much. But if we could hold off on a little bit of the Christmas music until we get further into December, I am not going to complain.
That's right.
Dr. Taylor, last time you were here, you were telling us about some of the new technology that you had seen, you had previewed in the new hearing aids at a conference. They're hearing aids with AI, with artificial mm-hmm. intelligence mm-hmm. in them that will translate foreign languages to you.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, the technology in the hearing aids, I mean, they're miniature computers. They have been for a while. You know, and things in the computer world seem to change overnight. And hearing aids, they seem to change quite often also. You know, these new instruments that I'm now driving myself. I mean, I really have to say that
operate
they,
better than the self-driving cars, by the way.
Oh, well, I hope so. You know, as far as the sound quality goes, it's the cleanest sound I can ever remember hearing in a hearing aid. I've mentioned to people, it's like I don't even have them on because before I could tell some of the sound was artificial. But with these, mm-hmm. you know, I've got them programmed in and worked on them a little bit. And I mean, it truly has been the cleanest sound I've ever had in a hearing aid. And I'm finding that I'm adjusting them, you know, very rarely. Not as much as what I used to do. Plus, you mentioned some of the fun features that, you know, we now have in them, one of which being a translator. I know that they will develop this more and more over time. The way it works right now is I have to select what language I want to translate. I think there's about 27 of them in there. And, you know, I've had people speak Spanish into my phone, and it takes a moment, and then it will translate and I hear English in my ears. And I was messing around with it one night, speaking Spanish into it. And it really is kind of a fascinating thing. You can speak English into the phone and it will print Spanish up on the screen so that, you know, then you're having that conversation with somebody. I was kind of fooling around with it and speaking and doing Italian into it. And it's like, yeah, this thing really works, you know? So that's kind of a fun feature, especially if you travel. I haven't been overseas or anywhere yet to really try this out.
I think we need to go.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Oddly enough,
gathering mission.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, try it on that KTLO cruise coming
That's
up,
right?
Right?
That's
there
right.
There you go.
Just a couple months away.
You business know, expense. Business expense. That's right.
That's exactly right.
You know, not only will it translate, but they're moving into this whole realm of better health and better hearing as part of that. The hearing aids will also keep track of a lot of things having to do with health, like your physical activities during the day, such as walking and things like that. It will give you a physical health score. It will also give you a brain score. You know, part of our health is our interactions with people and being social.
Is it our human interactions? It's social human interaction.
My child's score would be off the chart if it was just iPad time.
That's right.
But it's really interesting how it will track your social interactions. You know, I don't think it records them if people are worried about Big Brother, you know, things like that. But you get this score every day based on your physical activity and your brain social activity to help, you know, in a competitive society. I see a lot of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook and people back at Starkey Labs, you know, they run contests with this thing to see how high of a score they can get daily.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean,
there's lack of a better word. It's just cool.
You know, one of the other features that they're going to come out with here in the very near future with this has to do with falling. Mm-hmm. And the hearing aids have gyroscopic technology inside of them so that if you were to fall down and not get back up within a certain period of time, it will contact somebody through the cloud and alert them that you've fallen.
So we don't have to wear those ugly necklaces anymore.
Yeah, it would replace the necklace idea. But I'm always amazed at how much damage comes from a fall. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us have seen people that are black and blue and joke with them about, did she take a baseball bat to you or something like that? You know, and they fell down. You know, how many times have people, I remember my great-grandmother fell, broke her hip. It wasn't that much longer and she passed away. You know, I've just been always amazed at that. And if we can help to prevent it, if we can get to people who have fallen down as quickly as possible. You know, I had a patient years ago. She fell in her house, lived alone. Nobody knew it. Somebody found her 3 or 4 days later.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and it took her a long time to recover from that. So we want to
physically.
Yes.
I don't know if you ever mentally recover from something like that.
Right. Probably, no, I don't
You'd
think.
Just be traumatized all the time.
You know, so not only the hearing, of course, that's a major portion of it, but our overall health as well. And, you know, we've talked many times on the program about all the different things that are linked with hearing loss, Alzheimer's, dementia, there's a correlation there. Falling, you're more likely to have a fall the worse that your hearing is because part of your balance system is incorporated inside of your ears. So all of these different health-related things, which we could spend a whole other program on, you know, are tied to the ears too.
Let's talk about the fun stuff. If you have a teenager, if you're a grandparent and have a teenager and you have no idea what to get them for Christmas because their world is just so foreign to you, you could go by Taylor Hearing Centers. And, I mean, the wearable technology, I mean, the teenagers
yes.
are all about this. You would never think that this would be a go-to stop for Christmas, but it is.
You know, you may wish you get custom earplugs from us, which we do have.
Which we do have.
You know, you may want those, but, you know, headphones, we can custom make those. That's probably one of my favorite things when I exercise and walk are my custom fit headphones. We have technology now that where it's even wireless. We've got a system called Broggies, which are custom fit through us, and you can store music in them. They can also track health-related, you know, items.
They can also get wet.
Yes, yes, they can.
They have anti-moisture coat, and they even show swimmers using them in the pool.
Very cool.
So those are some pretty interesting things. We even can get, if you just want to stick with your regular iPhone hearing aids, mm-hmm. or not hearing aids, but
AirPods.
Yeah,
AirPods.
We can get molds for those yes. that they fit into. Because really? Those aren't always the most comfortable thing in the world.
One size does not always fit all.
That's correct.
No. No, one size doesn't always fit all. You know, we're all unique and God's children and everything. And
don't forget some of the non-hearing aid things like the TV listening systems.
There you
Sennheiser
go.
Has really great things that link up to your TV. I know I've purchased them for my parents. And it's the greatest thing ever because you can have the TV on mute. They can have their TV listening system on, and it fits just like a stethoscope. It's really lightweight, and they have a volume control on it, and it is a lifesaver.
Well, some females might want that this time of year with all the football and basketball yes. games that are on. I mean, yes. you can go ahead and do
they
that.
Can, yeah, they can put those TV listening devices on.
But one thing that makes the Sennheisers unique is they operate off of FM transmission.
Yes.
A lot of the devices that we've seen use an infrared light system. And if you're not in direct line of sight, then you lose the sound. Like if you lean too far back in your recliner mm-hmm. or you leave the room, whereas the FM technology, you can get like 100 feet away from the transmitter and still pick it up.
My dad has walked outside mm-hmm. and around the house and mm-hmm. never missed a beat.
We're big fans of FM around here.
That's right.
I know. That's why I thought I'd mention it.
For sure.
Dr. Matt Taylor and Kelly Ray Cooper of Taylor Hearing Centers. Again, you can always give them a call, 424-4600. Check them out online at taylorhearingcenters.com. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've been listening to Local Matters, KTLO.